Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Here on Veterans Day, President Trump, right on time, is taking the stage at Arlington National Cemetery. Let's go to President Donald Trump addressing the nation.
And woman. On Veterans Day, we honor those who have worn the uniform, who have borne the battle, who have stood to watch, and whose ranks have formed the mighty wall of flesh and blood, bravery and devotion that has defended our freedom for 250 years. Today, to every veteran, we love our veterans, we say the words too often left unsaid. Thank you for your service. Thank you very much. And we want to also say thank you for carrying America's fate on your strong, very broad, proud shoulders. Each of you has earned the respect and the gratitude of our entire nation. We love you, we salute you, and we will never forget what you have done to keep America safe, sovereign, and free. Thank you very much. And we're also honored to be joined by a great man. He will go down as a great man someday, Speaker Mike Johnson. Speaker. Wherever you may be, Speaker, we love you, Speaker. There he is, right there. Good. Got a good location. He always gets a good location. And congratulations to you and to John and to everybody on a very big victory. We're opening up our country. Should have never been closed. Should have never been closed. I want to thank Secretary Doug Collins, who's outstanding, just done a fantastic job for the veterans. We have a 92% approval rating. We took that up from 38% from a certain previous administration that we won't mention. Also, Secretary of War, we like the sound of that better than the other. Secretary Pete Hegseth. Pete, thank you very much. Thank you, Pete. Great job. Our great Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Pam, thank you very much. Thank you. Secretary Doug Burgum. Doug, thank you. Thank you very much for being here, Doug. A number one energy person anywhere in the world, acknowledged. I was amazed that he took the job, and he did it without hesitation. What he gave up, what Doug gave up, what all of them gave up, nobody would ever know, but Secretary Chris Wright, number one anywhere in the world, acknowledging. Drill, baby, drill, Chris, right? Drill, baby, drill. The energy prices are way down, and they're going further. Secretary Linda McMahon, education, moving education back to the states, Linda, right? Getting it back to the states where it belongs. Secretary Lori Chavez-DeRemer, thank you, Lori, very much. Director Russ, vote. Director, thank you. What a good job he's doing. Cutting, but fairly cutting. Director Tulsi Gabbard. Thank you, Director. Ambassador Jamison Greer, what a job he's done. We've taken in trillions of dollars in tariffs, and we want to keep it that way. It's been good for our country, I can tell you, including national security. General Dan Kane. General, thank you. He's a real general. And congratulations on wiping out the nuclear capability of Iran in about a matter of seconds once they got there. They traveled a total of 37 hours. But once they got there, they were very quick. And also to many other very distinguished guests. We have an amazing group of people. I'd like to name every one of you, but I think a lot of people would be upset. It's a little cold. The pages of American history are filled with the tales of titans, icons, innovators, and trailblazers who built this country into the greatest, most ambitious, and most prosperous nation the world has ever seen. And we brought it to new levels. I'll tell you, we were going in the wrong direction for a period of time, but we've never been hotter than we are right now. This is the hottest country anywhere in the world. Yet every captain of industry, every pioneer of science, and every star whose brilliance has lit up the lights of Broadway all share one thing in common. They only had the chance to soar because the veterans had the courage to serve. They took care of those people. They took care of all the stars. The stars that you read about wouldn't be here without our veterans. Everything we have, everything our country has achieved, has been purchased by the muscle, spine, and steel of the United States military. We owe it all to the fierce and noble men and women of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Space Force, Coast Guard, and the United States Marines. Here's a guy. Our service members, our own words, are the greatest possible tribute to their immortal valor. Shortly before the Battle of Bull Run, Major Sullivan Ballou of Rhode Island became a big name, didn't he? Wrote to his dear wife, Sarah. He said, "I know how great a debt we owe to those who went before us," he said. "And I'm willing, perfectly willing, darling, to lay down all my joys of this life to help maintain this government and to pay that debt." Just one week later, Major Ballou did just that. He gave his life to save our country. On the night before he jumped into the dark skies over Normandy on D-Day, Colonel Bull Wolverton knelt with his men in prayer. "Dear God," he said, "we ask only this, that we, if we die, we must die, and we as men would die without complaining, without pleading, and safe in the feeling that we have done our best for what we believed was right. We must do what is right." Colonel Wolverton, too, died for us so bravely in battle. Today we remember with overwhelming gratitude the more than 1 million American service members who have made the supreme sacrifice and laid down their lives for the good old USA. Generation after generation, America's warriors have left behind the comforts of home and family to face violence, evil, and death so that our families could know joy, goodness, and peace. We honor them so strongly. Our heroes have lived through unthinkable nightmares so we could live the American dream. And the American dream is coming back again, stronger than ever before. And you'll see that as the next few years evolve. They have volunteered to give their last breath to all of us so that we could breathe free. And today we know without any doubt in our hearts that after 2.5 centuries, America stands tall because America's veterans stood so strong. And soon our country will be stronger than ever before. The American veteran has forged a legacy of gallantry and daring without parallel in human history. In September 2009, Army Captain William Swenson was driving through the Afghan mountains when his convoy was ambushed by over 60 Taliban insurgents. He and his comrades were pinned down for hours without artillery or air support. A fellow soldier was shot in the chest, and Captain Swenson crossed an open field to aid his brother in arms. People said, "Don't do it, Captain. Don't do it." He did it. When the terrorists closed in around them and demanded their surrender, Captain Swenson threw a grenade at the enemy and rallied his men to break their advance. He then carried the wounded soldiers hundreds of yards to a rescue helicopter before charging back three times, back and forth, into the fire to save the wounded and bring them home. Even after 7 hours of fighting, he refused to leave any man behind. Retired Lieutenant Colonel William Swenson is here with us in Arlington. And for his actions that day, he proudly wears the Congressional Medal of Honor. Colonel Swenson, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Bruce. Thank you. Thank you very much. The ultimate honor. Thank you. Another person who shows the Medal of the American Veteran is Dale Stovall. As an Air Force helicopter pilot in Vietnam, Captain Stovall was assigned to rescue a downed American airman deep in hostile territory. Despite the extreme peril, Captain Stovall took off in his HH-53C helicopter and soon came under intense fire, forcing him to turn back. But the captain refused to abandon his mission. The next day, he willingly plunged back into the danger while taking fire from all directions. He didn't have a chance, he felt. But he said, "I got to do it." He rescued the downed American pilot who had been stranded on the ground for 23 days and brought him back home alive, completing the deepest rescue behind enemy lines in the entire Vietnam War. For this and 11 other harrowing rescues, he was a brave guy. Dale received the famous Air Force Cross and the Distinguished Flying Cross and two Silver Stars, making him the fourth most combat decorated Air Force Academy grad of all time. He retired as a Brigadier General after 31 years of service. General Stovall, you are a legend. Please, thank you, General Stovall. Thank you very much. Thank you. You look good, General. I wish I looked that good. You look good. Thank you very much, General. America's warriors never quit, never surrender. They fight, 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 and they win, win, win. That's what we do. We win battles. As you know, today is not only Veterans Day, but it's my proclamation that we are now going to be saying and calling Victory Day for World War I. Victory Day. You know, I was recently at an event, and I saw France was celebrating Victory Day, but we didn't. And I saw France was celebrating another Victory Day for World War II, and other countries were celebrating. They were all celebrating. We're the one that won the wars. And I said, from now on, we're going to say Victory Day for World War I and World War II. And we could do for plenty of other wars, but we'll start with those two. Maybe someday somebody else will add a couple of more, because we won a lot of good ones. But when I see other countries celebrating Victory Day, I watched it. I watched UK, I watched Russia. They were celebrating Victory Day, World War II. And I said, we got to have a Victory Day. Nobody even talked about it in our country. But from now on, we're going to be celebrating Victory Day for World War I, for World War II, and frankly, for everything else. Under the Trump administration, we're restoring the pride and the winning spirit of the United States military. That's why we have officially renamed the Department of Defense back to the original name, Department of War. And remember, we won World War I, we won World War II, we won everything in between, we won everything that came before, and then we brilliantly decided to change the name of this great thing that we all created together, and we became politically correct. We don't like being politically correct, so we're not going to be politically correct anymore. From now on, when we fight a war, we only fight for one reason, to win. We fight to win. And under my leadership, we're also fighting for the great veterans who have always, always been there for us, and especially when we needed them and needed them most. In 9 months, the Trump administration has cut the backlog of VA benefit claims in half. That's a big achievement, and Doug is going to get it down to zero. During the Biden administration, the backlog exploded like we had never seen before, and I'm going to eliminate 100% of that backlog. We're moving at that pace, and already we've processed more than 3 million backlog claims, the most of any year in the history of the VA. We've added more than 1 million extra service hours across the VA centers, and we've opened 20 new facilities in 13 states, something that people said just not possible to do. We also have brought back VA choice and VA accountability, taken away by the Biden administration, so that when you have to wait online, you go out and you get yourself a doctor. We pay for the doctor if you have to wait. And the other thing is, we fired thousands of people who didn't take care of our great veterans. They were sadists, they were sick people, they were thieves, they were everything you want to name, and we got rid of over 9,000 of them. And then when Biden came in, he hired them back, many of them. But we got rid of them. And I think we got rid of them permanently. We replaced them with people who love our veterans, not people who are sick people. We're also confronting the challenge of veterans' homelessness. And earlier this year, I signed an order establishing the National Center for Warrior Independence to house up to 6,000 veterans in need. And we will not stop until we have ended the tragedy of homeless veterans once and for all. I'd see in New York where people that came into our country illegally, they came in illegally, would be put up in hotels, and veterans would be sitting on the sidewalk outside of that hotel where these other people are put in. And many of the people that came in were put in from prisons. They were murderers. They were drug dealers. They were people that we didn't want in our country. They were staying in hotels, luxury hotels, and our veterans were sitting on the sidewalks, watching them go in. I said, that's never going to happen under this administration. I also signed the VA Home Loan Program Reform Act, because no veteran should be kicked out of their home for what they call a late payment. It's not happening. And I'm pleased to report that since January, the veterans' unemployment rate has fallen by more than 26%. That's amazing. Work hard on that. And I also want to give a very special thanks to all of the veteran service organizations that work so hard. They're all represented here today. But they work so hard on behalf of our great veterans, and one of the heroes who reminds us of why we fight for those who served in uniform is Army Major and West Point grad Jonathan Turnbull. In 2019, Jonathan was conducting an operation in Syria when a suicide bomber approached and detonated his vest, leaving Jonathan gravely wounded, so badly wounded they thought he had no chance. The injuries were so severe, the doctors gave him everybody. They just looked, they all cried. They knew him, they loved him, and they were just crying. They said, no chance. He was resuscitated 3 separate times, and underwent 22 surgeries, but he refused to give up. He wanted to live. He loved this country. He loved his family. He wanted to live. He was going through hell. I visited Jonathan and Walter Reed in 2020, remember it so well, and today I'm delighted to say that Jonathan is not only alive, he is here with us, back on his feet, and living a great life alongside his beautiful wife, Samantha, and their three incredible children. Jonathan, Samantha, please, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Where are you? There he is. There he is. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you. You're a tough guy. You're a tough one. Nobody could have gone through what you went through. He's doing good, isn't he, huh, Samantha? Thank you very much, both. And in conclusion, from the very beginning of our country, our great American flag has always been shielded and protected by a special caste of citizens who has stepped forward to safeguard liberty's cause. When danger came, when duty called, when Almighty God asked, who had the will and the strength to defend the land of the free, each and every American veteran stood up and said, here I am, send me, here I am. They've come from every corner of this nation, from the cornfields of Iowa to the hills and valleys of California, from the steel towns of Pennsylvania to the vast plains of Texas, from the banks of the mighty Mississippi to the five boroughs of New York City. With selfless commitment and unyielding conviction, they made themselves America's ramparts and became the shield between our homeland and those who would do us harm. With everything they had, they did one thing above all else. They put America first. On the decks of destroyers, beneath the thunder of cannon fire in the cockpits of our beautiful B-2 bombers, aren't they beautiful now? We respect them so much. What a job they did. That in an instant completely obliterated Iran's nuclear capability, of which we have just ordered, I have to say, many more of the updated versions of that incredible piece of art. They defended the American Republic, dispensed American justice, crushed the enemies of freedom and vanquished the forces of wickedness and evil. That's what we've been doing. Because of what every veteran has done today, the flame of liberty shines bright. The people of our nation sleep safe. The American dream surges forward. And our magnificent destiny stands more splendid and glorious than ever before. So I want to say thank you once again to every American veteran, you are very, very special people and always in our heart. Thank you very much. And God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
All right. There is President Trump from Arlington National Cemetery here on the Dom Giordano Show. Happy Veterans Day to veterans. We have a special friend of mine coming on today with a new book, Scott Rutter, The Pride of Father Judge, who captured Baghdad Airport in the Gulf War. He'll be here to talk about that, but salute to veterans throughout. But everything else that's out there in the news, including Side Question, Money Melody, and everything else. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in the great Lee Greenwood here. Happy Veterans Day, everyone, here on Talk Radio 1210. 855-839-1210. You get on board. We'll give you the side question in a moment. Oh, I see Dakota Meyer on Fox News. I think you'll be with us on Friday, recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor, or I think they've changed the name of it. And yearly, when you have him on, he's just an outstanding example. I've had three recipients at once at Andy's Diner. And as I've said many times, most times they're horrible guests because they're heroes and they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So you're left with, I mean, they came in with a police escort, 100 people out there. The one guy, though, was drinking Boilermakers at 10:30 in the morning, held off the Japanese with a flamethrower for 8 hours. He was a good guest.
Oh, I'm sure.
The guy was had stories to tell. Okay, so Scott Rutter will be here a little bit later in the show. Jeff Van Drew will be here. Side question today, though, in honor of veterans on Veterans Day, we went back and forth talking about what we could do and kind of arrived at the idea of something I think would be interesting. Looking for a character in any film that has a military background. Doesn't have to be the U.S. military, could be anything. I'll take off the board one of the all-time great characters, Jack Nicholson. If it's not his greatest role, I got to think what's better. Colonel Jessup, from beginning to end, just the eyeball he gives Tom Cruise at Gitmo. And since I was at Gitmo, I realized what they're talking about there. And just the whole cockiness beyond belief.
You want answers?
Yeah, that's right.
I think I'm entitled to.
Yeah, that's right. I'm entitled to them. And everybody thinks it's when he talked, when he asked the code red. At that moment, I just.
You're goddamn right, I did.
Yeah, I could be driving. I could be hauling nitroglycerin. I'm going to drop that and see that scene. All right, Henry, how about yours? Who's a character?
You know what? I'm going to take characters here.
Okay.
And it's a movie I watched recently, so it's still fresh in the mind here.
Okay.
I'm going to take all the Irish immigrants that got off the ships in the movie Gangs of New York.
Yes.
All the Irish immigrants that got straight off the ships and straight enlisted into the army to fight the Civil War on behalf of the Union. Throughout the movie, it's, you know, there's obviously a gang war going on in the Five Points in New York, but it is overshadowed at the end when New York becomes under attack during the Civil War. Cannonballs fire everywhere, explode everywhere. It makes you think like, oh, yeah, this isn't the biggest thing in the world that's going on right now. It's not this gang war. It's like there is a civil war going on in this country. So, yeah, mine is all the Irish immigrants who gave their lives in the Civil War.
Well, I think they were firing at the Irish immigrants.
What you? The ships. Yeah, absolutely. Because exactly. that's really like, all right, the soldiers are right there. Yeah,
they were in insurrection. Right. Yeah, put down the mob and don't stop.
Exactly. Yeah.
You want that guy if you want the mob put down. The Telegraph. Okay, John, how about yours? You have a character?
I got to go with, he's a real guy, Desmond Doss from the movie Hacksaw Ridge. Andrew Garfield played him, one of my favorite actors.
Okay.
So people don't know, he was a pacifist that enlisted after Pearl Harbor in World War II, and he refused to handle a gun, and he was ruthlessly bullied and beaten during basic training because he wouldn't handle a gun. He refused to handle a gun, and he became a medic, and he saved all these people at the Battle of Okinawa.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, those are great ones. You can hit us with that to honor veterans today, and we'll have a lot of veterans calling in, including Colonel Rutter. Colonel Rutter is the guy that I first met at Sterling Optical. I'll never forget it. He was back from the capture of Baghdad Airport. We became really friendly. Pride of Father Judge. He became our adjutant when we broadcast from Gitmo. That's what was necessary to get there and to be able to do that. And then he went on to be a Fox News correspondent. Now he's written the book, Damn Fine Soldiers. Took 20 years to do this. All right, but first we'll talk with Congressman Jeff Van Drew. He's next on Talk Radio 1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
All right, Veterans Day. Our congratulations to all veterans. Thank you. Thanks for what you continue to do for us. And we'll recognize that throughout the show today. You got the side question, Dom's Money Melody. A little bit later on, Colonel Scott Rutter. We'll talk with him about the new book out, really appropriate for Veterans Day. But one of our all-time favorites, we're still coming out of, or are we out of, the shutdown, Congressman Jeff Van Drew with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Congressman, welcome in.
Always good to be with you, Dom. How are you? Happy Veterans Day.
Well, absolutely. Anything on your agenda today on Veterans Day? Are you attending anything?
I am right now. I am thawing out. I got to tell you, I've been out there some cold days, and it's in the high 30s, but the wind is brutal. So I've been in numerous events. I'm going to one now. The one I'm going into now is in a hangar.
Good.
So it won't be as bad.
Yeah.
Excuse my voice.
Yeah.
I've been speaking a lot, so it's a little bit scratchy. The last one I just left was in a very windy area. It was, it made you think, though, and I said to everybody that was there, you know, I know we're cold. I know we're standing here. But just think what these folks went on the European theater in World War II or, you know, Korea, how cold it gets there at certain times of year. And they just didn't stand outside for an hour and then get to walking into a heated room. I mean, they were there, you know, and you know that day and night fighting for our freedom. So I'm glad you're bringing it up over and over again. I'm going to be everywhere all day and into the evening, reminding people how important this is. Can I tell you one quick story?
Sure.
So recently, I was in an event in Washington, the Congressional Gold Medal, to a vet that was 100 years old, served in World War II in something called the Ghost Army. Everybody listening, look up the Ghost Army. It's fascinating. And it had to be something they couldn't speak about. In these days where we just spill our guts out constantly on social media, these men who served in the Ghost Army kept it to themselves until relatively recently when they was finally declassified and they were allowed to talk about it. Anyhow, this guy's over 100 years old. The gentleman just recently passed away. And as he said, he was ready to go, but he received the Congressional Gold Medal, and it was a big deal, and it was beautiful. And there was a lot of picture taking and handshaking, and he was able to stand and walk and look you right in the eye, and he was with it. But after all of it, and people still bothering him, wanting to meet him and all, he looked at me, because I know him. He's from a different part of our district, but I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he said, he looked quizzically, and he said, "Jeff, I don't get it." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "I don't get all the fuss." I said, "What do you mean you don't get all the fuss? You're like an American hero. You saved a countless number of lives. You were part of saving the world. Remember, America has saved this world over and over again. And very often they're not very grateful to some countries in Europe that just, you know, don't care and just try to use America. But they're there and not speaking German because of the United States of America." Anyhow, he's confused, and he's looking at me, and he says, "I just don't get it." And I explained that all to him, what you've done, what you mean. You know, it's iconic, right? He said, "Jeff, I just did my job." Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I just did my job. Think about that state of mind compared to where some people are now in this country. I don't think I have to go into any more detail.
No, that is beautifully put. So, Congressman, are we out of the shutdown finally, in your view? Is it a done deal other than the red tape of doing it?
Yeah, we're out of it for now.
Okay.
We're out of it for now, in my opinion. We'll be voting on it on Wednesday, you know, tomorrow. But, you know, it's I don't know how else to say it, but say it, Dom. I'm really irritated. I'm really pissed off. I'm really tired of it. I mean, it was all so stupid. And quite frankly, I am very conservative. I'm very much a Republican, but I'm aggravated with the Democrats because they wouldn't literally approve a CR, a little mini budget that, damn it, was, for God's sake, was Biden's budget. It was nothing in there. There was nothing Trump. There was nothing congressionally Republicans put in, nothing Republican about it at all. And they wouldn't, and they wouldn't, you know, give a few votes to make sure it got over the finish line because of the filibuster in the Senate. Come on. And then the Republicans, we do need a health care plan. Now, maybe we can do some. In fact, I know we can do something better. Obamacare has been ridiculously expensive and not always that good. It's a huge issue. It's a big problem. And it doesn't affect everybody. I realize it, but it affects a sizable number of good people, probably anywhere from 30,000 people to 50,000 people in each congressional district. And it matters. They're real people. And yes, some people may take advantage, but some of them are just hardworking, good, decent people that haven't done anything wrong. And their insurance is going to double and plus more than double. So we need to deal with that. Let's stop just talking about it and do something. It's time for us to get on the stick.
I wanted to ask you, it seems fair read now that somebody got the presidency here with this 50-year mortgage. You and I both, I think, have probably paid off our mortgage. I know I paid off mine. I think you probably paid off yours. I just think this is, look, we're trying. Affordability, we know, is an issue, and they're laser-focused. I'm not a fan, and the people I respect are not, of a 50-year mortgage. What are you hearing on that?
You know how much I love the president. He's done so much.
Yeah.
The only one to have the guts to save America. However, there are times we're all human beings. We disagree.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
Yeah.
People are going to be in debt their entire life.
Yes.
I mean, you're literally going to leave your home to your children, and it's going to be full of debt, and they're going to have to continue to pay the mortgage. I don't like it. Home ownership is the cornerstone of Americanism. It's important. That's what differentiates us from Europe and other countries. We just don't live, all of us, jammed up in apartments that we can only lease or rent. We have our own little place, whether it's big, small, fancy, or simple, it's ours. So I don't like it. And I haven't been supportive of that particular plan. And I think we've got to look at, there's something been going on. Big investment firms and corporate America is buying up homes everywhere. For God's sake, everybody I know is getting like texts and emails, you know, we'll pay you cash for your home right now. You don't have to fix it up. You don't have to do anything to it. More and more of the market is being owned by these huge investment firms who aren't necessarily good Americans. They're, a lot of times they're international firms and don't care, give a damn about America. So I think we've got to look at that. We've got to look at this a little different way, and hopefully we will. I don't know that that's going to go anywhere. I have a feeling it will not.
Yeah, I think that guy's on kind of thin ice, according to reports. Parting area, Congressman Jeff Andrew, your subcommittee now, back after the shutdown. What's on the agenda as we move forward for you?
There's so many things. Crime in Washington, D.C., because they were claiming there was nothing going on there. That's one of the things we're looking at. And just a host of other areas and issue, because it's oversight. So we get to look at a lot of different things. So we actually have to prioritize. We've got about a half a dozen different things that we wanted to get into, and we couldn't because of the shutdown. I would have preferred, quite frankly, that, yes, I understood we had to open government up before we can get into the healthcare thing. Didn't disagree with the speaker on it. Kind of do disagree, though. Think we should have been there doing a lot of other things. First of all, we should have been putting other bills up to open government up that were just as good. Change it from 7 weeks to 8 weeks. Change it from eight weeks to nine. Just make those Democrats vote over and over and over again to shut down government or to change their mind. One thing. And then secondly, I think that we should have done some committee work. I was speaking to my good friend Jim Jordan, and there's a lot of things we could have done in judiciary. We want to look. I'll just give you another one of the ones. We had so many, but you know, come to find out that, like in the UK, that they are really limiting free speech in certain ways on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, you know all about it. I want to have a hearing on that, and we, you know, talk about it some more. And also, I want to do a piece of legislation that when we negotiate deals with these countries, that they've got to have freedom, at least for Americans. You know, I can't control what you're going to do to your citizens, but if you're an American and you want to put something on the internet, I don't want anybody from any other country dictating, because, again, these are, you know, big companies that own so many of these media outlets that also are involved with everything to do what goes on the internet. And they're actually going to affect what happens not only in the UK, but what happens in the United States of America as well. I don't like it. Freedom of speech is the single most important amendment to the Constitution, and we can't lose it. And we can't let foreign countries exert their influence to lose it either. So we're going to look at that as well.
Congressman, thank you very much. Thanks for your service every day. And we'll let you get off to your next Veterans Day event.
And it's going to be inside.
Thank you. Thanks,
Take
Congressman.
Take care, Dom.
Henry, I wish you were working with me then. Annually, we used to broadcast from media.
Ooh.
And outside with no bathroom, I might add, or it was very tricky to get in there. One day was so cold, I was thinking of saying, I don't think we can do this. But then you think of, just as he said, the military.
Right.
But we had to jump up and down, stamp up and down during the breaks. It was that cold. So
yeah, let's get a little wind sprints in, some karaoke.
It's wide open area, big parade. I think media still does it on this day. And it was spectacular, but my goodness. I don't like the wearing of gloves either. I saw that Vance and the president both had gloves on. I wouldn't wear gloves unless I'm going to get frostbite.
Well,
if there's a chance of frostbite, that's the only way I'm going
to
wear
gloves. We'll all be warm with our gloves, and you can freeze to death with, you know, with your chattering hands.
I might wear a hat, which I would never wear either, but no, you don't need gloves on a day like this. It's not that cold out.
It depends.
John, are you a gloves guy? This guy doesn't.
I just stick my hands in my pocket.
That's it, right,
but you don't want Trump to pull a William Henry Harrison, do you?
Okay.
Man with a sense of history.
Yeah, but it's only November 11th.
I get what you're saying.
You got to wait to December
but
to wear gloves.
But today is unseasonably cold.
Today's
in the 30s.
It feels like was negative. It feels like was 14.
Yeah.
So what? Come on.
Well, you're basing it on the weather of the day, not just because it's November 11th, you can't wear gloves.
What's the temperature out there right now?
Like 30s. Well, let's see.
Yeah, but it's the wind chill. It's not the actual temperature.
It's windy.
It's 38 without the wind chill.
My hands didn't feel cold at
all. How long were you outside, though?
Yeah, I was outside doing something. Yeah.
Right.
It was probably the asbestos in the walls in his home.
All right. No gloves, Dave. If you have gloves on, put them down when you give us a call. We're not taking any glove calls. 855-839-1210. You get on board. See several veterans on board come to you. And again, thank you for your service on a day like this. It's the least we can do to remember that. And this Veterans Day this year seems to be pretty good as far as that effort. But we'll talk, too, about all the things that are looming out there, one of which is Colonel Scott Rutter and his new book, The Guy Who Captured Baghdad Airport, served with Colonel Alwin West. They're really good friends. Pride of Father Judge. And a guy who had to lend our program director a pair of pants when we were at Gitmo. Female, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked. He's the only one with enough pants. Our luggage got lost. Yeah, Gitmo's heavy duty. All right. President speaking today from Arlington in a very Trumpian manner, to put it mildly. You heard some of that, hopefully. 855-839-1210. We'll get you on board. Hey, first, though. Now at Rescue Natural Supplements, you can take advantage of the huge Black Friday savings right around the corner. All month long, you can do it. We're talking discounts on up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas, just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, and patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time price discounts, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide variety of wellness products, like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being. Get these limited-time deals at res-q.com, res-q.com. Call that consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Online, res-q.com, up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save. Start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand. On demand.
All right, happy Veterans Day, and we're going to hear from some veterans here with Dom telling their stories throughout the show today. By the way, on this day, we think of veterans and just the sacrifice, even if not in military conflict. And you start to ask yourself, is it worth it? I would say it still is. The country is, you know, going downhill a bit. Here's an example. The Anchorage School District is under fire today because they put a disclaimer on the U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence materials in the school that said the Anchorage School District does not endorse these materials or the viewpoint expressed in them. Wow. What do you do with these morons? They're so used to just stamping. We don't, but if it were socialism or well, we might endorse that. We don't endorse the viewpoints in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. That's somebody else's. We're not endorsing that. Wow. Oh, what happened to Lance? I was all set to go. Call back, Lance. I know you're a veteran, too. We want to hear from you. Let's go to Frank in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Frank, welcome in, and thank you for your service and what you continue to do.
Hey, Dom, good morning. Good morning to your staff over there. Dom, I'd like to express my veterans, happy Veterans Day to all veterans and also who are serving today. And also, Dom, that the ones that gave all gave some and some gave all. This is something that I'm going to be putting or engraving in the stone that we're going to put in my memorial here that we built down here in South Philadelphia.
Very nice, and, Frank, as always.
And we had a guest, a special guest that was a post commander in New Jersey for quite a few years, and he said the same thing. I did my job. Don't call me a hero. And he got shot up and lost a leg back in Vietnam War. And he also had the bullets, I think 5 or 6 bullets he mentioned since then. And he just took them out about a year ago. I think they took out 1 or 2 bullets out of there.
Wow.
So, like I said, I'd like to happy Veterans Day to all veterans, all who are serving today, and all who gave the ultimate sacrifice, Dom.
Absolutely. Thank you, Frank, very much for all the great stuff you do. A little bit out of order, but I'm going to go to Joe here because I was telling Henry about this film yesterday. The main character to me, I'll say in a moment. We're asking today a character from a film around the military. Henry had the gangs of New York being shanghaied right off into the Civil War. You can get out for $300, apparently.
Who has $300?
Yeah, that's right. Mayan was Colonel Jessup. And Johns, again, was, take those gloves off so you can handle them.
Doss.
Desmond Doss.
Doss, there you go. Joe in South Philly, though, has got a film. It's old. I mean, it was made in 1946.
I had never heard of it.
But it is one of the top three films, I would say, in history on the military or the aftermath of the military. It's that, well, you saw the awards.
Yeah, totally.
The guy, well, I won't say it. I don't want to spoil Joe's call. I'll say the character I think of. Hey, Joe. Thank you very much. What's your answer today?
Good afternoon, Dom. About the movie, first, it's the best years of our lives.
Yes.
In that movie, not a shot's fired, no one is killed. But those three men who came home,
right,
they were different because war does something to you. You see things that you should never see. That's what happened to them.
Yeah, well, the character for me, Joe, and I forget the actor's name, the guy, I'm not sure if he had that or they did something, the guy that had hooks for hands.
Harold Russell.
Yeah, that was...
Harold Russell.
That was incredible.
Right. Now, Tom, I want to point something out. There's a connection here. The Doge workers for Elon Musk, they were criticized because they were too young. Now, Don, in World War II, they were boys, Don, 17 years old. Lee Marvin was 15.
Wow.
Now those boys, they couldn't vote. They couldn't buy a drink. They couldn't marry in some states. They couldn't buy cigarettes. They couldn't get a driver's license. But yet, Don, those boys were young enough to die.
Well put, Joe. Thank you. Thanks very much. And again, if you have a chance to see that, Henry's our resident film aficionado. I told him about that. Look, it's an older film, but he's right. Not a shot fired. And World War II, you think everything was fine. We defeated. Ticker tape parades, The Kiss, which we know is the all-time greatest picture. And yet, you see the trauma still, these guys coming home from World War II,
yeah,
which was universally hailed. There was no animus
right.
or anything. Yeah.
He gave me goosebumps with that whole
thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The hooks, the guy with the – oh, God. Okay, coming up, the great Gerald Posner with us. He, rather than just resting on his laurels with the Kennedy assassination, which I'll ask him about, has been a driving force around the transgender issue in sports. And yesterday, he put up materials showing that the Olympic Committee is not going to accept people that are men to compete in the Olympics. Now, you can say, big deal. Well, there's a wrinkle in this. I'll ask him about Kennedy, too. But keep the calls coming, particularly if you're a veteran or know a veteran. Joe's right. That film is storied. No pyrotechnics, nothing, just great actors. And the idea that even after World War II, coming home is not easy. Exactly right, given the results of what they have seen and what they have been through. 855-839-1210. Diane Cardano every year puts on a great event. I'm going to be joining her this year. It's the Free Thanksgiving Pie Open House. It's November 25th at the Abington Firehouse from 9 to 5. Now, Diane's a great friend. She and Stan, over the years, we've worked on so many things together. And right now, well, we're talking about 50-year mortgages. You just heard Jeff Andrews say maybe not a good idea. Well, future home sellers, Diane says, now's a great time, though, to start thinking about your 2026 home sale. The market is shifting. Do you know what buyers want for a faster and more profitable home sale? Well, you can not only get a great apple or pumpkin Thanksgiving pie, but get a signed copy of her new book, The Smooth Sale Method, where Diane shares her newest strategies, smart marketing, and strategic planning. Diane will also reveal insights on the 2026 market forecast, such as prices, mortgage rates, and inventory. You don't want to miss this. And there's pie. Get that free pie. Get her new book, Smooth Sale Method, at the event. Enjoy lunch, desserts. Go to getfreepie.com, getfreepie.com, or call 215-576-8666.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.